Want to ace your life? Well, you've come to the right spot. Welcome to the podcast for Panoyan Life with me, your host, Dina, with a brand new episode every Thursday launching at 6 a.m. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe, and hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. Here we are. We are back, and it is May, which means it may be cold, it may be hot, it may rain, it may snow. We don't know. And that's the forecast for today. Welcome back to the podcast for Panoyan Life with me, your host, Dina. Super excited. I know someone said that my intro was too low. I have to fix it. I normally have a big mouth. I have to fix it. I'm working on it. I'm getting on it. Last week, I literally uploaded the wrong episode, fixed it within an hour. So we're getting there. This is a one-man show here. I record, I edit, I do it all. And I'm happy about that. So how are you? So I want to kickstart off, as always, we're going to kick off with the buzz. What's going on? As you know, in the world of Bravo, I love Bravo. I know some of you are like, ew, why do you watch it? Well, because I like to watch it, okay? So hush. Real Housewives of New Jersey is back. Interesting enough, I was on Kim D's podcast. It was cold. Was that February maybe? That was a while ago. And we were talking about Teresa. We were talking about the girls. And I said, I need to, like, there's no reason Kim and Teresa, I'm like, you both need to get together. And since then, they have been talking again. They are obviously friends on Instagram. They've gone to lunch. So that, you know, we put it in the universe and that came to fruition. So I love that. And I think what I'm seeing so far, if you have not watched The Real Housewives of New Jersey, obviously I'm not going to give the nitty gritty just in case you're like, wait, don't worry, I'm not giving it away. But I think from what I've seen so far is there's a dynamic change. I feel like Danielle, the character, is more in the leading role, if you will. I feel like we're watching the early days when it was Teresa and Dina and Melissa then eventually came on, but Melissa wasn't there yet. And it was that's where Danielle's at, I feel. I feel she and Dolores are kind of the two to watch. I feel like this is Dolores' season. This is her year. This is her moment. That's where I'm at. And it has nothing to do with the intro and how it all started, but I feel like that's what's going on. Obviously, there's always going to be the dramatics. There's always going to be the moments, but it's very eerie because in this season, not to give too much away, Teresa is being outed very early on. And it's just weird because Teresa was always the girl, like, you know, that everyone would associate, talk with. It just seems weird that obviously there's no family dynamic anymore with her and her brother. I feel that, I don't know, I can't speak and say you should have to be family with your family because that's not true to everyone and that's not everyone's cup of tea, but it's just very awkward. It's not what we're used to seeing. It's not what we're used to seeing where it's like, fine, we'll come together, we'll work it out, family, family, family. So a lot is different. And I feel like the first two episodes, which makes me nervous, there's been some moments, but I feel like we're climbing the roller coaster and we're just waiting for that drop. Like, it's bound to happen. Like, tension is building. It's too quiet. There's no rocking of the boat yet. So I'm just waiting for the drop. Like, that's what I'm waiting for. Now, I also just watched the Vanderpump Rules first reunion. There's three parts to it. The first part, and it was rolling out, and then at the end, that's when things started to unravel. So disclaimer, I'm about to talk about the first reunion for Vanderpump Rules. So if you haven't seen it yet, you can skip on through until I'm no longer talking about it. But towards the end, Lala, I feel like she said to Katie, you and I are the truth talkers. We're the ones that tell it like it is. The real, the raw, the unedited, no sugaring anything, like say it like it is. And you can see that Lala was slowly tugging at wanting certain people to voice their opinion, wanting certain people to speak the truth, and they weren't doing it. And when she was talking, things were making more sense, because throughout the season, you'll notice Lala is not afraid to say, well, wait a second. Ariana gets cheated on and she becomes like top horse, not top horse, top man and top dog. She's the shining light. She's now, I think she said like she's God. And, you know, I started thinking about when you have a disagreement or you're with a group of friends and, you know, you're talking specifically about one friend, you all kind of agree on the situation. And what she was saying is it seemed like they were having this conversation, her and Katie, and saying all these things about Ariana. But then when the camera started rolling, Katie was a different person. Like, she didn't want to admit to it. Kind of like when you're sitting there with a group of friends and you're talking about, say, your friend Becky, and then Becky walks in the room and then you start voicing your opinion thinking your bestie is going to back you up, and then all of a sudden you're the only one. So it's like all eyes on you kind of thing. And it's starting to make sense. Now, obviously, the first part of the reunion cut there with Lala flipping out and then saying more things like, well, you were saying that Ariana wasn't even paying her rent for the sandwich shop. She just picked up and went to New York to be on Broadway. You were mad about it. You were flipping out about it. And Katie is slowly starting to retract. And you could see that Katie's not quiet at all. Katie speaks her mind. Katie said something in the reunion tonight that triggered this episode I want to talk about. So yes, Katie, thank you so much. And I'm almost wondering if it's because Katie has found a friend within, not that her and Ariana weren't friends, but Katie has found the friend that understands Katie, the friend that gets her, respects her, and also went through something, and I want to pick up on that, that most people, I think, didn't really talk about because Ariana's scandal happened. And to kind of separate from what I was just talking about, to give Katie a little bit of a platform here and a soapbox. And again, I don't know what happened. We're not going to know until next week. Katie was married to Tom Schwartz for a long time. And I say a long time, whether it was married or together. When they decided to split, and I think this is the misconception with everyone, you know, when you get a divorce or you split, you don't always just end all feelings, end all emotions, let go of things. You know, I feel like Katie wanted to work so bad, but Tom just wasn't up to bat. And Katie says something that was a snippet into the reunion pilot, if you will. And most people forget that this character, Joe, that Tom calls Joseph, was Tom's, and I'm air quoting, drinking buddy. And the next thing you know, they're involved in more ways than one. And yes, Katie was meeting other people and all that stuff, but Joe was living with Tom. So it wasn't like after you get divorced or after you separate, you're kind of just meeting people. Like, we're talking about full-blown, air quoting again, roommate, someone that you're spending time with, living with, and it makes you think. So I'm going to give Katie that, you know, that I feel like there needs to be more of a recognition. I feel like with Joe being on the next part of the reunion, that's going to be talked about. So I'm really interested in that, because coming from someone who is, you know, I'm divorced myself, and seeing my ex-husband, well, she was pregnant, right? So instantly together, it was just like, hold up, hold up. And I think we need to make that a normal thing, that even if you literally hate the person that you got divorced from or broke up with, you still are entitled to feel a certain way because you did spend time, moments, memories, and all that with that person. So I'll give that to Katie. I will give that to Katie. However, I am interested in seeing how this Lala and Katie thing is going to pour out. You could see Ariana's face. She was kind of like, what is going on? Obviously, she said she's didn't watch the season at all, there is going to be a part where she watches. So I wonder if it's going to be when people finally say, like, Ariana, why is she God? Da, 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 all this stuff. Like, Sheena has said it, Lala has said it, and now we're waiting to see if actually Katie did say it. So more on the buzz next week, but let's jump into the episode that Katie Maloney inspired for me. So Katie was talking about something, and it's kind of the very beginning, and they're talking about Tom Sandoval, and it definitely was like, ooh, we're going to talk about this. She was talking about the difference between intent versus impact. So I'm like, all right, let me look this up. Let's make this a little more understandable, because I was reading a couple definitions and I'm like, I need examples. I'm a visual learner. So I even pulled up some visuals. The meaning of intent, simply put, intent is what we mean to do. So you have an intention, you want to do it. It's the motivation, the purpose, our actions, our conversations, right? So you have this intent that every morning you're going to wake up and work out. Got it. The impact is what we achieve, the results of what we do, what we say, how our actions or words are perceived. I'm going to say that again, how our actions or words are perceived. And I think that's really, really important to note. So your intent is to wake up every morning to work out. It's to better yourself, to be healthier. Your impact, you don't always get up. You don't always work out. So therefore, you're obviously not doing well to your health if that was your goal. Another example I found, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. So it says, it was never my intent to spill a cup of water on you. But the impact is that it happened and now you're soaked, right? So whether it was not an intentional, like we were joking around, right? I was holding the cup of water over your head and I was like, ooh, I'm going to spill it on you. I'm going to spill it on you. And then you actually do. And now the person's soaked. So your actions are now being perceived as you were kidding around. You knew what you were doing. Why did you do it in the first place? Like there was this slight chance that it could happen. Happens all the time. Intent versus impact. What you say, your intent can have an impact, how the other person hears it. That can either be negative or positive despite your intent. And I think that is something so important to understand and focus, you know, when we do that. But I was only kidding. I was joking. And how people perceive it, how people take it. It's not to say that everyone or you personally should always have to be the person to walk on eggshells, because I myself am someone that says it like it is. And I totally get that. However, you have to also think about how you're constantly being perceived. So then I wanted to look up something else and I was like, I need more. I need a definition. I need examples. I need all that. So again, intent is what you mean to portray, what you're putting out there, your words, even if it's good intentions, you know, even with a good intention, you can still portray or put out a negative impact with your words. That's the important part. So you can put out in the universe and you can, you know, say, well, my intent was something great, but it's how it's perceived, how you say it. So example, your friend at work makes a joke during a meeting about you wearing the same shirt too often, right? So you're obviously making a joke like, hey, didn't you wear that shirt the other day? And haha, funny, but obviously, you know your friend didn't mean any harm, but their joke still upsets you and embarrasses you. That's the impact. So sure, it's your friend. Your friend made a joke, but now you're embarrassed. And now you're like, wow, like why would you point that out? And again, it's a joke, right? It's always a joke. It's a haha moment. But we have to think about the outcome. Or I always say, and that's something I've learned as growing up, if I say this, is this something that's going to upset me? Is this something that's going to embarrass me? Is this something that's going to bother me? Another example I was looking up at is, so person A, I believe I always listen to and value others' opinions. So you can put that out there in the universe. You know, I'm a great listener. I listen. But the perceptions of others is that I am always in a rush and I do not really listen to them. So the gap in between is you could be a great listener. That's what you say. But when someone's explaining something, are you truly zoning in? Are you listening, or are you the person that you're a great listener, but you're interjecting and using you as an example or giving your opinions rather than really hearing that person out? Then I went dig deeper. I was like, ooh, let's know more. Cause I felt like I wanted to know about intent and impact within conversations, because this happens all the time. So I was like, okay, so what is the difference between intent of your communication versus the impact of your communication? So the first thing that popped into my head was something that I've said that I immediately regretted it, whether again, it's a joke or not. And then if you had to quickly clarify because it didn't land the way you intended. That is the example. So I feel like we constantly do this, right? Everything is, it's in good humor, if you will. But if you have to clarify what you said, probably didn't go out that way. So I found that, sure, communication will always be tricky, especially like the communication that most people do today with texting, right? You have to ask yourself, and I always say, I'm going to 4.0 my life the best of my ability, and once I sense a text communication is not going the way I want it to, meaning someone's reading into it, I stop texting and I pick up the phone. And then I talk to the person because I want them to hear my voice, my inflections. I want them to hear everything that I am saying so they truly understand what I'm trying to give off. So I found this website and they said the first thing is to tailor your message. It says, we talk a lot about the messages you're sending when communicating, whether you're prepping for a pitch meeting, sitting on a video conference call, or having a conversation with your coworker. Your message, what you're actually saying, is so important. So tailor your message. And I think the number one thing, and I love this, is how would your message feel? Is it going to put you on the defensive? Is there any part of your message that feels insensitive? What do they know or don't know? And I know there are some people who are like, well, if they're going to get insensitive about my message, too bad. Well, I think we have to take things sometimes with a grain of salt and make sure that when we're communicating, that we do it in our best professional circumstances. Second thing they said, it's not what you say, but how you say it. I actually love this. I love this. I think that should also go with texting. You know, it says sometimes it's not the actual words that can have the opposite impact, but it's via our tone of voice. So I know that I can be quick to respond. And sometimes if I hear something, it might sound a little sassy when I respond. And I have to be careful of that because, again, I could simply just be saying, yeah, the sky is blue. And I'm like, the sky is blue? And someone would be like, get offended from the way I said it. So putting it out there in a way that, I don't know, it just sounds better. This one kind of got me reading into this. It says, listen with your eyes. Have you ever said something and immediately saw a shift in the room? The energy suddenly changed and people suddenly became shifty. In this case, you are listening and noticing with your eyes. And I think that happens sometimes. Now, obviously, if you're text messaging or you're on the phone, I think on the phone, you'll just hear silence or you'll get the and the long pause. But obviously, if you're in a room and this happens too, like if you say something and it's not going well, you'll notice. You'll notice instantly. And it's one of those things where you're like, okay, how do I change the tone? How do I change the entire environment? And how do I explain? So there we go. We clarify ourselves and then whoops, intent versus impact. Focus on your message. So when preparing your message, truly focus on what your intention is behind what you are saying. And then reverse engineer your message. You want to be sure your message is clear, easy to understand, and that your tone of voice is appropriate. I like that. So three ways we can help. So communication styles, so you know where to start. They talk about monthly communication workshops. This is kind of just following. So this website is soulcastmedia.com that I found their steps on. And I found it by their imagery that I actually loved and liked so much. And that was just with communications. And I think everything that they said and overall we talked about can literally go across the board. Whether you're talking to family, you're at work, a loved one, just with friends. I totally get it now. I've definitely been on the receiving end of the awkwardness as well as the one dishing it out. And I think that's something that we also need to look at when it comes to social media. Posting something, right? Your intent to post something is because you want to make a strong message. You want to say X, Y, Z. However, maybe the imagery or tone or the way you're putting it out there, the impact did not go so well. And then you can't get mad if your impact did not follow through with your intent, because again, just as some people have different perceptions, just as some people can read it wrong, or maybe you simply put the words above that image that change that image and your wording needs a little bit of help. And that happens all the time on the internet, as we know. So with that being said, I want to thank you so much for joining me on our talk of intent versus impact, courtesy of Katie Maloney, mentioning it on Vanderpump Rules season reunion part one today. Thank you for giving me some chat talk. The other thing that I'm really excited about, sorry, I'm like dry throat over here, is that this weekend, Christina and I are recording our pilot. Now, I want to explain, because I've had so many questions, and I guess maybe you missed last week. If you missed last week, well then, yeah, you missed it all. Christina and I recorded a podcast a couple weeks ago, and we were messing around with the concept, the idea. We were talking, we were pre-talking about things prior to recording, and I was like, you know, that is something that I've been dying to do. And I wanted to collaborate with someone on this because I feel like it's a two-person conversation. You definitely need two sides of the spectrum. And here we are recording a pilot. Obviously, I'm not going to say the name just yet. We are going to record the pilot. I will say I'm going to have to chop it up. So the reason why I'm chopping it up is because I do want to give everyone here on this listening platform that's been following for so long, I want to give you a teaser. So next week, possibly, let's see how this pans out, because I got a busy week ahead of me. If not next week, the following week, and I will let you know via my Instagram. So make sure you're following thequeenbuzz.com, thequeenbuzz.com, blah, 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 right? I'm going to chop up and give you a teaser that is literally going to be the whole episode smooshed into about like 5 to 10 minutes. It's not going to give you the whole story. It's not going to give you the whole storyline, none of that stuff. Because our sub-series of 4.0 in Life is going to be a subscription-based only. It'll have video on it as well as the audio, but again, subscription-based only. And it's going to be all the things. I promise that after you hear the little snippets of our pilot, you are going to love it or like it. And I'm not going to say hate it, because why would you hate it? And it's going to be something that we will gauge to see our numbers. We'll see how often we'll talk about how many episodes we'll do, because again, subscription based. It doesn't always have to be a video. We might just do an audio of the subseries episodes. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. The goal is also that we want y'all to collaborate with us on this, where you make it your dear diary, if you will. So you will write to us, you'll message us, and anonymously, obviously. And we're just going to dish out on whatever you're talking about. Like, you just let it out. It's kind of like those Facebook mom groups, but it's anonymous, and you let it go. Let it go, Elsa. Let it go. one of those things, you know, maybe that's our theme song. We had a theme song going. So that is happening this weekend. I promise if I can't get like 5 minutes, I might get you the intro for next week. And then the following week, this sounds a little bit better because I want it to be the best of the best. The following week, what I'll do. So, okay, let's do this. Next week is going to be our intro. You'll hear our intro and that'll give you a little teaser. The following week will be a snippet into the Subserious podcast episode. And then that following week, it will launch. So in 3 weeks' time, we are going to be launching that. So I'm going to give you some dates because I don't know about you guys, but I need some dates. All right. Next week is the 22nd. That's when you will hear the intro and a small teaser. The 23rd. Then May 30th is going to be the 5 to 10 minutes. We're going to see what works. Teaser. And then the official launch of the subseries is going to be the first week of June. I'm going to see if we love Thursday, and if we love Thursday, it will also launch on the same day as 4.0 in Life, and then you'll have the double dose of 4.0 in Life and then the subseries of 4.0 in Life video with Christina and I in our subscription based episodes. I'm very excited about this. I'm super excited. And thank you for all of the new listeners coming from Christina's group of friends. Make sure that you are subscribed so you never miss an episode here. And then also because once we subscribe, you're going to want that ding, 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 that bell to remind you when a new episode launches. I also have to talk to Christina because I've already been planning this. We're going to get some other mamas on here and we want you to collab with us. We're going to do some like group podcast recordings. I'm here for this all. I'm so excited and yeah, all the good things. So give me a follow on the Instagram. It's thequeenbuzz.com, thequeenbuzz.com. Stay tuned for another great episode next Thursday, launching always at 6 a.m. And next week, you're going to get to find out what Christine and I have been planning and ready to spill about. Have a great Thursday. And yeah, let's talk more next Thursday. Bye, friends.